people think it's a foregone conclusion. People just think he's turning up for a party now. We've already won the game. Sure, Exeter have got a lot to say about that. There'll be a difficult game. They're in good form. They've won quite a few games lately. They've got a lot to play for, like we have. They're a good footballing side, so it should lend itself to being a smashing game. Yeah, there's a prize there at stake for us, and we'll be going all out to get it, but we certainly don't think we've already got it. You know, you've seen all the publicity here, they've seen all the cameras here. Today we've won nothing here. There's no trophies being handed out. And until we do get over the line, we'll be taking nothing for granted.
Given the position you're in, given your form, outside of your dressing room and your players and your staff, is it understandable that people are assuming it's going to happen?
I think so. I think everyone outside, yeah, looking in, we'll see how many games we've won consecutively and think that it is going to happen. And people will think, well, you've got six games to do. Well, that's not necessarily the case, because the reason why it's special this week is because we're playing a team we can knock out of the equation. So if we don't win this week, it'll make it even harder for us to go and get where we want to get. But I wouldn't swap the players I've got with anybody else's. So.
Exeter are one of the teams, as you say, that can catch you. Does that add an extra element to this? Does that change the balance of the pressure and perhaps put it onto them to try and keep themselves in touch with you?
Well, the pressure's on both teams for different reasons. We've got the expectation of a big crowd on Saturday who are coming to have a party, and we don't want to be the ones who don't let them have the party. We've had this experience a couple of years ago, so we know what it's about. It's not a sudden death as what it was last time, but, you know, we're focused on the job, and we've got players there who are keen to eradicate them memories of 2 years ago.
You've made the joke a few times about 2 years ago that you've set a record and gone 45 seconds without thinking about it. Just how much has it stayed with you, in all seriousness? I know a couple of your players have talked today about the fact that it is driving them and gives them a determination to put it right 2 years down the line.
I do joke about it being 45 seconds and that, but I haven't got over it. Bitterly disappointed, and you know, the circumstances around it as well, and the fact that me niece was there going to be presenting the champagne and the banners, and she had to put them all back in the car. That hurts as well, but hopefully we can have an happy ending.
Would it mean more this time, having had that disappointment in the past and all the hard times and even a spell away from the club and all that stuff?
I think it would. You know, the fact that we missed out then and then we have a chance to do it again this time, yeah. I had a good few chats with Andy Holt, and he thinks possibly it might be a blessing in disguise that we didn't go up 2 years ago because we weren't really prepared. I don't know about that. We'd find a way, I think, to prepare, but I would still have done it 2 years ago myself.
Do you feel like you are better equipped? Perhaps not necessarily in terms of players, but the whole package of the club.
Yeah, we are, 100%. And we are better equipped in the fact that the players who are here are on longer contracts. The club's in a far more stable position. So I can see where he's coming from.